Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. This is the segment we talk about stuff. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Witten.
I'm Michael Lee.
I'm Denny.
I'm Danny.
All right, so we're going into the stuff segment. This is stuff segment number 9, and this week we decided to go with an extremely long-titled category, this one being the top 5 anime, series, manga, movies, whatever, that could be made into a decent, live-action film in America.
You gotta take all my fun, don't you?
We specifically set it this way so that you can have the fun of a bad live-action adaptation for a later category.
Dom, maybe even next week.
I know you've prepared extensively for this. Researching, going to the library, and everything. So tell us one of your selections.
One of my selections would be, I actually wouldn't mind if Cowboy Bebop was directed by Joss Whedon.
But they're already making Cowboy Bebop.
I know. I don't care. I would really like it to be directed by Joss Whedon.
Okay, then who's in this movie?
Who's Spike? Let me think here.
James Marsters?
James Marsters or James Marsden?
Who's that guy who played the Doctor in Firefly?
Simon.
Yeah, that's not his real name. I'm looking it up now.
I'm glad you did all this research.
I know, right?
It was a very small library.
Sean Marr.
Oh,
that was his name.
Sean Marr. What else has he been in?
That's a good question. I'm looking at IMDb right now. He's been in
Firefly.
Serenity.
CSI Miami.
Oh, cool. Was he a villain?
He was probably in one episode, wasn't he?
One of those one-shot guys.
That makes him a villain. Which way
you, who else are you casting besides him? Is it just going to be him playing everyone, including the dog?
And other one-shot CSI villains.
And other one-shot CSI villains, exactly. And David Caruso.
As Ayn.
Yes.
He is bored to play the role.
He was.
All right. Danny, why don't you give us one of yours? I know you just came up with these
just
now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't put as much casting consideration because I'm not as familiar with movie actors anymore. I get the uncanny feeling I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I kind of want to see a live action Hikaru no Go movie.
How would they handle this?
I have no idea.
Especially in America.
You know?
It would be
the point.
It would be like, what is it? What was the Bobby Fischer movie called again?
Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Searching for Bobby Fischer.
I was like fishing for Bobby Fischer. No, wait.
Well, wasn't that Lawrence Fishburne?
No.
You might have.
Fishing for Bobby Chessman.
Yes.
Hold on. Was it Lawrence Fishburne? Now I'm confused.
If only someone were on IMDb.
What is this internet you speak of?
I have no idea.
A series of tubes here.
It's not a
like
truck.
The one where the little men run through, right?
But yeah, basically, I'm personally not entirely certain what it was that got me into reading Hikaru no Go in the first place. I'd not played Go ever, and really have only played one game since. But it was really well executed, and there's something about that just makes me want to see a movie out of it.
What if they replaced Go with Connect Four?
Dramatic Connect Four shots.
No, I
would love to see the checkers come down.
I think part of the draw of that series was the main character did not know how to play Go and had no idea what it was.
And just most people don't know how to play checkers. I mean, Connect Four.
No, everybody knows how to play Connect Four.
It's kind of implied in the title.
Yeah. But yeah, like, Go is actually a really deep game, as it turns out. And, well,
what do you mean, as it turns out? It's one of the most complicated games in the world.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it. I've read the entire manga series.
See?
But you don't really need to know how it works to read the series.
Yeah,
because it's all about...
you just know who's winning or losing.
It's like White Rocks versus Black Rocks. That's all you need to know. It's like Good and Evil, but with rocks.
Something like that.
Grignac.
Fake Grignac.
Okay.
All right, Mike. What do you got? What's one of your choices?
Oh, I'm sorry, but that word decent kind of got edited out when I was transferring to this worksheet over here. So I didn't.
So make your movies decent. Did you purposely pick everything to be terrible?
No.
Okay, on the one where it's supposed to be terrible, you have to come with a list of all good ones.
Okay. No, that won't work either.
You get the easiest job this week. Come on, just give us one.
Okay, my number five is iShield 21, which is a football manga. And, you know, football movies are generally pretty easy. You've got the underdog character. You've got all the tropes to play with. You've got the...
Would they have The Rock?
Yeah, would The Rock be in it? What about Zac Efron?
I can see The Rock. I don't know about Zac Efron.
Okay, so what about Danny DeVito as Doboroku?
That might work.
And if you saw the Heroes Super Bowl spot, where they have all the people with the superpowers and playing the actual game, I think it was their fifth promo for the Super Bowl.
Was it John Elway who comes in flying?
Was it Elway? I think so.
It was somebody.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like that, only more absurd.
Okay, who would direct this movie?
I have no idea.
Some Disney guy.
Would it be a Disney movie?
They like doing the football.
Yeah, Disney did The Longest Yard, didn't they?
I don't know.
At least the remake of The Longest Yard.
I know they did.
I don't know who released that. It might have been Universal. But, I mean, they like doing football. They did Remember the Titans. They did Invincible.
They did The Game Plan.
The Game Plan. They did Escape to Witch Mountain.
Which is like football.
Yes.
Because it has The Rock in it?
That's Race to Witch Mountain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Race to Witch Mountain.
Well, Escape was, you know, 76 or whatever, 78.
And they also did The Black Hole.
Which is also like football.
What? Just in case, The Longest Yard was Paramount.
Okay.
Which has nothing to do with Disney.
All right, Kevin? So I'll pick out one of my five, and I'm probably just going to pick out the one where I had the least planning in, and the one that is cheating, because I want Orson Welles to direct Paranoia Agent. or we could just have the Coen brothers do it. That's fine with me, too.
I think the Coen brothers would be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And they could just do whatever they want. They doesn't have to have anything to do with the actual series other than it's dark and there's some baseball bat kid killing people. Yeah. Coen brothers, Paranoia Agent. You know it's going to happen in the next 10 years, so get on it.
With the fourth Jonas brother, right?
Of course.
As the star.
As the baseball kid.
Yes, running around, hitting people with a baseball bat. All right, so my number four is something that's pretty much based on American Hollywood-style movies anyway. It's Black Lagoon, because that's just, you know, a horrible hybrid of Hong Kong flicks plus Hollywood movies. And so I wouldn't mind seeing Michelle Rodriguez just get to go nuts with guns for a while, you know. I don't know who would direct it. Who do you think would be a good action director that would make things explode pretty good without...
You mean
without
G?
Without offending me.
Paul W.S. Anderson?
Without offending me.
Awesome.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Let's have Michael Bay do it.
Awesome.
There's enough explosions. Or, you know, we could do what they really, really want and have John Woo direct it because... Like half.
Oh, they actually do want him to do it?
Well, the thing is that
look at it.
If you actually look at it, they put Chow Yun Fat in there. He's a character. Well, you know, not actually as
Brother
such,
Mac.
but he's pretty much in there. They're like, you know, who would be really cool? It would be really cool to have Chow Yun Fat here. And so they just draw Chow Yun Fat in his like A Better Tomorrow era face. It's like, yeah, there we go. So let's have John Woo do it. Sure. And let's have Chow Yun-Fat 20 years ago in it, too.
All right.
Not Chow Yun-Fat now.
Chow Yun-Fat now is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know we talked about this in the Dragon Ball one, but he just doesn't care anymore.
That's half the fun of it, you know?
Oh, fine. But anyway, that's my number four.
Hey, my number four, it's actually touched on earlier. I actually have been thinking about this for the longest time. I was always wanted to see Cowboy Bebop live action. Then I heard it was actually happening. Then I heard a couple of details about it. So I'm going to have to go with Cowboy Bebop. Casting and directing anybody but they already have right now.
Whoa.
Wow. You don't even know it might end up being good.
You can't even say that,
with a straight face.
Maybe he'll shoot into the air in anger. And he'll shout, I am a cowboy!
That would be awesome. I would love to see that. How could you not want to see that?
Bitter, bitter experience, thank you.
Yeah.
I may not want to watch that many movies in the last, you know, 10 years. But past that... I still got a couple of memories in there.
I mean, we've already discovered the next Keanu Reeves.
No.
Let's cast him. No, not Shia LaBeouf.
What?
Oh, I'd love to see Justin Chatwin in a Chun-Li sequel.
Playing as
Ryu. Aliens.
Oh, that's just painful. I don't want to ever hear his name ever again. Thank you.
Happening.
I'm going to tag on to Danny's idea right there. I'm going to say Evangelion as directed by George Lucas. Just because I want to see his crazy and compare it to Anno's crazy.
Maybe they'll cancel each other out.
I don't think that George Lucas's Evangelion would be anything like Evangelion.
It would be totally different, and I want to see that.
With Haley Joel Osment as Shinji.
The awkward silence between characters in that series doesn't mesh very well with the awkward dialogue.
Sure it does. It'll be a constant running battle between, I don't want to hear them talk, but it's so awkward when they don't.
All right, all right.
They'll just fill the awkward silence with CGI.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post-production.
I'm sure Mr. Lucas would love to do that.
We'll add a lovable mascot.
It's already on his list.
All right, number four, Kevin.
Yeah, my number four is just something I'm just going to play around with. It's one of my favorite series in terms of just being funny and silly, and that's Black Heaven. And I would love for it to be directed by Judd Apatow and his crew of friends. So Paul Rudd as the pathetic salary man that has to play the guitar to save the Earth.
That's true.
Then we bring in Angelina Jolie as the alien chick that must convince him to save the Earth. And let's also throw in Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, and Steve Carell as his bandmates.
Sure, why not?
This is the most likely one to happen.
Wait, who would play the dead guy, the dead drummer?
Oh, they can just bring back any. Give it to... there's tons of people that Judd Apatow knows.
You have Kevin Smith as the dead drummer.
You have Kevin Smith show up?
Sure.
They all know each other. Let's bring in the entire cast of The Office, too.
Sure. Steve Carell, let's bring him in.
And the SNL folks.
Yes.
Just in case.
You know this could happen.
I know it could happen. I actually like Legend of Black Heaven a lot.
It doesn't have to be exactly like Legend of Black Heaven, though.
No, it doesn't. But as long as you have the basic plot of someone really pathetic who is like, hey, let's have my midlife crisis and save the Earth.
All right, number three, Mr. Dom.
My number three is here specifically to aggravate Kevin.
No, you're not saying it.
The Hajime no Ippo movie.
No.
As directed by Clint Eastwood.
What?
What?
After Million Dollar Baby, he could do it.
Clint Eastwood doing Hajime no Ippo?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, who's
sure
in
you
it?
Don't want
who's
to
in the movie? Who's in the movie? Talk to me. Don't say like Morgan Freeman as Ippo. What's funny is that Jay Baruchel is, he's that weak guy in Million Dollar Baby that comes in at the end. I could actually see him as Ippo. But anyways, go on.
I wouldn't mind seeing, Ernie Reyes Jr. from about 15 years ago as Ippo.
But what about now?
What about now? I don't know any Marsh. I don't
Ernie
know any
Reyes
like...
Jr. now as Ippo.
It'd be like Rocky Balboa. It'd be a washed up old Ippo.
Shia?
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Shia LaBeouf. As Ippo.
See, I'm okay with his name.
I already know what your rest of your cast is. It's The Rock as Takamura, isn't it? You know, he's not big enough to be him.
No. Actually. I would have to bring in a pro wrestler to be Takamura. I don't know.
Were you not paying attention? Rock was a pro wrestler.
Yeah? They could bring in Mickey Rourke as Takamura.
How big are we talking? Like Mark Henry big?
We're talking about like you don't even see his neck because the muscles are covering them up.
Like Mark Henry big?
Ken Shamrock? 10 years ago?
Okay.
Can't we pick someone that's like enjoyable to watch in a movie?
Apparently not.
Pretty much the only one there is The Rock. have you seen the John Cena movie? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. There's two.
There's two of them?
Yeah, there's a new one, 12 rounds.
Oh, I only saw the promos for The Marine?
The Marine.
Yeah. If John Cena actually had a stage presence or a film, a screen presence, then I might consider him for this, but not really. The only wrestler with a good screen presence I can think of is Rock.
How about Triple H? He was in Blade 3 or whatever.
Trinity.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
No. How many of you actually remember Blade Trinity?
You broke my rule about that, the fact there's only two Blade movies.
All right, Danny.
On a more serious note, my number four is actually Macross Plus.
You're number
I thought
three.
This is number three.
Hey, I'm doing it now. Lovely.
Just say it.
On a more serious note, my number three is actually Macross Plus.
You mean Stealth?
Yeah, see, you'll notice the thing with these. A lot of these are actually movies that I've seen them attempt to try to make in live-action movies and just failed utterly. So I'd like to see them come back, buy the license, and do it right. But that's me.
That sound of the ambulance in the back. It made sense that the ambulance was going on in the background because we're talking about stealth.
Right.
Yeah, it was great because so when I was at the dentist's office, I actually saw a little bit of Stealth, and it pretty much
your dentist played Stealth.
My dentist loves bad movies. Like, this has actually been a lot of my exposure to movies, sitting in the dentist's office waiting for them, because A, there's a TV in front of the dentist's office, and B, there's a TV in front of the dentist chair.
Yeah, so, that's what my dentist is like, too. There's a TV over the dentist chair.
Main problem is, last time I went there, they were playing Stealth, and most recent time when I went there, they were playing, what was the name of that one Sylvester Stallone Formula One movie?
Oh, Driven.
Driven. They were playing Driven. And I think
your dentist hates you.
I know.
He just wants to get your mind off of the tooth pain.
Yes. Imagine that in 3 years you get to watch the movie that may not be named while getting your root canal.
No, that'll.
And you'll be like, wow, this root canal feels great.
Well, root canals do feel actually pretty good because it's all the pain from a root canal comes before you go in there. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh. Okay. I don't know anything about root canals.
But yeah, I just like the setting. I like the world building setting of Macross Plus, and they've pretty much established that you can tell all of the story in the course of 2 hours anyway, so might as well
make it good.
Yeah, might as well make a live action movie and actually, you know,
give us a cast. What singer would you get to play Sharon Apple?
So this is the reboot of Stealth.
No.
Stealth 2.
This doesn't mean you know, Stealth getting lost. The Stealth exists.
They only lost $120 million on that one.
They lost $120 million?
Dude, it's of the biggest bombs of all time.
Wow.
It's like Waterworld in the air.
Waterworld actually made all of its money back through International. Stealth did not.
Yeah, I actually don't know who would be singing for it because, well, I don't know who still has a singing voice these days.
Hannah Montana.
Just watch American Idol.
As we have already established, Jonas nobody Brothers. Seems to have a singing voice these days. I'm trying to think back to see if anybody actually kept theirs from before.
The Rock.
No, I'm fairly certain The Rock doesn't have the proper voice for it.
The Rock can sing, though.
Yeah,
as you've seen in those promo bits.
Yeah, with Elvis. He does a good Elvis.
I guess there is that. But no.
Okay, all right. Mike, you're number three.
My number three... because it's such a basic premise. Gundam 0080, War in the Pocket. Because at its core, it is a war movie, and you can do movies about the horrors of war very well. The mecha, the quote-unquote tanks of the war, they don't come into it terribly much until the very end, and so it should be easy on the CGI budget.
Yeah.
This will be an indie Gundam movie, right?
It could be an indie Gundam movie. I mean, all you need is like a little plastic Gundam and you can just... And the thing is, that covers 90% of the show of you just have the so kid playing with a little plastic Gundam, you know?
So what you're saying is we should make it ourselves.
Yes!
X-Men 3 has proven you don't need to build a Sentinel. You just need two red LEDs.
And smoke.
And darkness. That's like half your budget right there.
Yes.
Yeah, you just light up the Gundam eyes and, you know... On the other side, there'll be the red mono eye for the Zaku.
You're going to have scenes where they're like watching the Gundam fight each other and explaining what's going on, but not actually showing you.
I think it would just be stop motion.
All right.
So who would you cast as the kid?
I don't know. I never really thought much about the casting.
What about
just
Barney?
Basic idea.
What about, you know, the Jonas Brothers?
Why do we keep bringing this up?
Because you hate yourself.
I thought these were supposed to be decent movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you bring them in, you do bring in a certain market, the whole Disney Channel market.
Yeah, that's why there's so many movies with Zac Efron and the Jonas Brothers and stuff.
Disney Vanessa meets Hudgens. Gundam?
Yeah, it's not.
Imagine Sleeping Beauty Castle in Disneyland, the Gundam just peering over the corner.
I would totally
crushing it.
I would pay so much money just to snap my fingers at Disneyland and go Gundam,
and to have Sleeping a Gundam Beauty Castle transform.
Exactly. No, it pops out.
That's a really good idea.
Pop out of Matterhorn.
I like that.
I would like that if they took the rides and they actually made them into robots. Somebody work on this. This is a good idea. Matterhorn, Space Mountain.
Space Gundam.
Wait, that just reminds me of that...
Indiana Jones.
Remember that Komugi episode where Tokyo Big Sight, turns into a robot and it uses the trains that go to Big Sight as its arms?
Okay, that's a bit terrifying.
This movie's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I don't even remember what movie you were talking
about,
Mike.
It's War in the Pocket.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But enough about that.
All right, Kevin.
All right, so my number three, I'm going with something else a little bit more tame, I guess, in terms of what we've been talking about. And this is for Kaleidos Star. And I would actually really like it to be directed by Julie Taymor, who did the Broadway version of Lion King. She also did that recent musical Across the Universe. So she's got a lot of talent in terms of costuming and visuals. Mm-hmm. So I think she could actually do a really good job with how the whole Kaleidos Star Circus is supposed to look, a lot of colors, a lot of CG. And we would just have Anne Hathaway and Amy Adams as either of the two actresses. They can swap whoever fits in better.
That's pretty much true. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
This would also be a Disney vehicle?
Yes, it would be a Disney vehicle.
Are you listening to Anne Hathaway, right?
They could totally do it.
That's because Disney seems to have a monopoly on young actors.
Well, what they do is they
except for Michael Cera and Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, I don't know what it took for Haley Joel Osment to break his contract. I'm fairly certain it came with a horrible, horrible price.
Well, given that he was in the Star Wars movies that no longer exist, yeah, that is a horrible, horrible price.
What?
Wasn't he?
No, wait, he's not. That's Jake Lloyd.
That's Jake Lloyd.
Uh-oh.
Cut me.
Nerd point.
I'm sorry, son. We're going to have to revoke your license.
To be a Star Wars nerd for the first movie. Oh, no.
During that sound effect, I was imagining Obi-Wan turning off the tractor beams.
Come to think of it, I guess it's okay that you don't remember anything from those movies that don't technically exist. So it's okay.
It's okay. Not knowing what's going on in those movies is A-okay with all Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Except for the fake ones that don't know what they're talking about.
Because it's like, I keep forgetting who Liam Neeson played, and
he played Qui-Gon Jinn.
Thanks, Kevin. I was trying to be facetious.
And Rob Roy. And the father from Taken.
And the father from Fallout 3.
And...
Anyway, you can stop now.
Ra's al Ghul.
I'm moving on to my number
Ethan
two.
Ethan Frome?
My number two is one of my all-time favorite stories, not just as an anime, but one of my all-time favorite stories. I want Touch.
Ooh.
Baseball.
You want to touch?
No, I want the story Touch.
Oh, okay.
The baseball manga slash anime.
Downtown.
As directed by... I went out on a limb for this because I've never actually seen it myself, but everyone else says it's really good. So I chose Peter Berg, Friday Night Lights, one of the big Friday Night Nights
members. He could
actually
do a baseball drama very well, given how well he's doing a football drama. By the way, Friday Night Lights got renewed for two more seasons. Yeah! And you... by now really should have seen it. And I'm not just speaking to you guys, but I'm speaking to you guys too. I know none of you have seen it. And it's free on Hulu and everything.
How would he handle the difference between having the length of a TV series versus the short 2 hours in a movie?
He's done the Friday Night Lights movie as well. He started with the movie and he actually found enough material to expand to a television series. I think he could do the same thing with the movie. It may not exactly follow the story of Touch. I mean, there's a major spoiler about what happens.
There's a long series in Touch.
Do you think he can smash it down into a movie? They've already made Touch movies.
He just needs to make the movie
in Japan.
And then make the TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is that
so
the original...
you get two great things.
I mean, a lot of what you can do is has already been done by the Japanese. They split the main Touch story into three movies. The fourth and fifth movies don't exist. Because they try and go after high school, and it's like, it's terrible. But anyway, but also there's a live-action Touch movie. There's several live-action Touch movies.
You and your Touch movies.
Dom's Touching Movies? Is that going to be a new tag?
Back on topic.
Yeah.
No, I think a Touch movie from Peter Berg would be good. I would really like him to do two series that are very similar in terms of sports and drama and growing up.
H2?
No, I mean, like, he's doing Friday Night Lights right now. Him doing Touch would be great.
Exactly.
I totally think he could do it.
Yeah. Okay. And then he could expand it into a TV series. And then he could do a good job with that, too.
Yeah, I really want this now.
Yeah, see?
Coming soon on ABC Family.
Don't we all wish?
Is that where Friday Night Lights airs?
No, it airs on NBC.
it's just plain ABC, right?
NBC.
NBC.
National, not American. Okay.
Okay, Danny, you're number two.
My number two only really works as of earlier this month, or actually as of about a month ago, because up until that point, it was only a game. I want to see a Valkyrie Chronicles movie.
I knew.
Yay! Because, well, I'm just kind of curious as to just the challenge of condensing it into a movie. And, well, I may have an ulterior motive in wanting to get more people to know about the series, because
Would you have?
Did I say series? Yeah. I meant game.
Would you have Steven Spielberg doing it because he loves World War II?
It's true. if he's willing.
Yeah, I don't think he's willing to do an alternate World War II story.
I guess there's that
where they make war fun. Yeah.
I guess
who would do that then?
Hmm.
I heard McGee would love to do something like that.
No, stop. Keep him away from my game. Yeah, no.
Who would know. Maybe bring in the people who did Tropic Thunder.
You mean Ben Stiller?
Was it Ben Stiller who directed it?
Yeah, he directed it.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't Ben think Stiller. That would turn out to be the way you want it.
I guess that's fair. But yeah, I mean, like, I could have said Sakura Tyson there.
No. We've already proven that even the original people can't turn that into a decent movie.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's that.
All right, Mike.
Number two.
My number two goes back a long way. It's Riding Bean.
Wow.
Dale.
And this only came to mind because I was thinking that, you know, even though he doesn't look anything like Bean, Jason Beagle? Statham has already proved himself with those Crank movies.
And Transporter. And anything so, he drives a car.
Anything where he drives a car. The Audi commercial.
The Audi commercial, yes. I was like, Riding Bean? You could have chosen Gunsmith Cats. Why Riding Bean?
Because it focuses on Bean and the Roadbuster, the car.
What about David Hasselhoff? He's a proven in-car action star.
Ow.
Would the movie be called Riding Bean?
Sure, why not?
I would call it Roadbuster. It would be like Knight Rider, but Roadbuster.
All right.
Kevin.
My number two, this is the one I thought the most of, and I know I'm going to get the most flack for. So, directed by Michel Gondry, Footy Cootie, with robots by Stan Winston. Gary Oldman as Commander Amaral, with the man with the eyebrows.
Gary Oldman is the eyebrow
He would be
guy.
Playing the same role from Leon the Professional. Doug Jones, who we've known for the Hellboy movies, would be playing Canty underneath the costume, doing his usual like weird slow motion movements. Oh, he also did the Silver Surfer. And finally, as actual people in the movie, Ellen Page as Mamimi, Emil Hirsch as Naota, and I really struggled with Haruko, but can we like blend Helena Bonham Carter with Angelina Jolie and a little bit of Katharine Hepburn?
Dude, I think
they could do this with Michel Gondry. I think he's the only one that could do it. And for those of you that don't know him, he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, that's probably
and a whole bunch of really also weird music videos.
Yeah, really weird.
I think he's the only one that could do it. I don't think anyone else could actually match the look of it, at least.
At least not without a decade of heavy drugs.
All right, so that's it.
My number one.
Make it count.
Lupin the Third.
Oh.
One of my favorite franchises of all time. But also, since it's, you know, fundamentally just a heist / buddy story every time, it would be pretty well translated. I think Steven Soderbergh would do a decent job directing it. Only on the strength of Ocean's 11, though, so... no Ocean's 12, no Ocean's 13. Well, maybe the Ocean's 13.
I thought there was only one Ocean's movie.
No, there's two. There's two. The Frank Sinatra one.
There's the Sinatra and the remake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's the original and the remake. I'm sorry. Just two.
It's okay.
This was a running gag, but I figured that Paul Rudd actually would make a decent Lupin the Third.
Who would his friends be?
That's a good question. Fujiko would probably... I would be totally okay with Scarlett Johansson as Fujiko.
Oh, that chick is... Nothing.
You don't like her?
No, ever since she started doing stuff like The Spirit.
Well, yeah, okay. Can I just go with Scarlett Johansson like 4 years ago?
That's fine. When she was doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's cold, guys.
Didn't you just say something really cold earlier? Oh, wait, I think... No. Maybe that was me.
You see, when you make that kind of mistake, you just sound dumb, but you don't lose nerd points. Whenever I make a mistake, I always lose nerd points. What's with that?
It's not nerdy stuff. It's just regular life.
All he loses is his face.
But anyway, I wouldn't mind Watanabe Ken as Goemon.
Ooh, okay.
And for Jigen, who's American anyway, let me think. Who would make a really lanky, really good Jigen?
Jason Statham.
He's British.
Jason Statham?
He's British.
I know.
Let's have Vin Diesel with a beard.
Vin Diesel?
With a beard.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel?
don't these people have too many muscles to play Jigen?
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Like
all of these people have too many muscles to be Jigen. They're all supposed to be lanky, but I already took up my my lanky black-haired guy in Paul Rudd.
Well, you can't cast Jack Skellington.
Maybe we could have... what's his name? The guy who played both Toad and Darth Maul.
Ray Park?
Snake Eyes!
Oh my god.
Because Jigen doesn't talk much either.
That's true. He's all physical.
He's pretty much all
physical.
You
could also just get Doug Jones.
Yes. But you know, I wouldn't mind Lupin the Third movie in English.
All right. Number one was Lupin the Third. Okay. Come on, Danny. Okay. Gotta beat him.
All right.
Beat him down.
Well, this isn't going to work quite as well because, well, this was technically an anime. It was a terrible anime. But I'm still going to have to go with it. I want to see John Woo direct Devil May Cry.
With Ruben Langston anime.
Wow. Because, well, Dante casts himself.
You're using that bridged gap between video game to anime to movie.
There's an anime.
He did it twice now.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
but this one actually has its own Dante.
Okay,
so.
Then sell me on this.
As an unabashed Ruben Langdon fan, he can do it.
Have you ever seen the commercials for Devil May Cry 3?
Nope.
They had a bunch of live action commercials for Devil May Cry 3.
Really?
In Japan.
Oh, no wonder.
And yeah, it was awesome.
And that's Ruben doing everything.
And you know, yeah, you have a stunt crew for it and everything. I mean, like the Devil May Cry games are basically one step away from a movie narrative anyways.
It's just a bad movie narrative.
I didn't say it was going to be good, but it was going
to
be awesome.
It only has to be decent.
Yeah, that's true.
Bad plus awesome equals decent.
It averages out, right?
All right, Mike, what's number one?
Okay, my number one is Record of Lodoss War, specifically the OVA storyline and not necessarily the TV series storyline.
The TV series didn't happen.
The first six episodes happened.
Pretty much.
And it just got canceled. What happened?
They ran out of money because he spent it all in the intro.
Oh, that's true.
So I would take this storyline and break it up into a trilogy, obviously.
I wonder if Peter Jackson is directing this.
How come people don't make two movies anymore? Why three or more?
Blame opera.
I blame Star Wars because it works so well with only three movies.
That's true. Having just three movies did work really well for Star Wars.
And heck, even Die Hard lasted three movies.
So in the first movie, it would begin with an intro with the War of the Six Heroes versus the Demon King. So this is the age of Faun, Beld, Karla. All of those guys as a story within a story being told to Parn. So it's basically starts with a flashback.
An entire flashback.
Like the
movie.
Hobbit.
It's the Hobbit.
Not the entire movie. It goes into where Parn is learning to be a hero.
Okay.
And hearing the story of the previous heroes. And you'd intercut the older story, you know, as the main story progresses. And at the end, you have the reveal to Parn that the Emperor of Marmo is Beld, this hero that he may have, you know, idol worshipped from that movie.
Spoiler?
It's not a spoiler because he's introduced as Emperor Beld. It's just as far as his character knows and as far as the audience knows, the Emperor is not named and not shown until the very end. So that would be the end of the first movie.
Ooh, auto-spoiler.
Yes, auto-spoiler. The second movie would begin with the actual War of Heroes where Beld's army goes up against Faun's army. So you have the two previous heroes clashing together. Actually, I have that as the war ending in the middle of the movie. So that you can go on with Karla's story and the...
And Ashram?
The introduction of Shooting Star. And yes, the rise of Ashram as a...
Oh, right. There's an H in there.
I was just about to be like, did you intentionally say that wrong?
Maybe. Yes, I'm going to say yes now because it makes me... No, I'm kidding. I actually was kidding. I've just been calling him Ashram for like 10 years.
So the second movie would end with the duel between Kashu and Ashram, having taken up the roles from Faun and Beld. And they would be dueling in the cave, and then Parn would go to help Kashu like he does, and then Shooting Star appears. End movie.
All right.
Oh my god. So, casting, directing, anything?
Where does Zac Efron fit into this?
Stop!
Isn't it obvious? He's Eto.
Oh, of course.
Ow.
I would cast him as Woodchuck.
No, because Woodchuck becomes Carla and is cool.
Oh. All right, Kevin, bring us to a close.
My number one feels a lot like cheating because the source material, well, it's very Hollywood.
La Blue Girl?
With Zac Efron.
as tentacle number three. No. All right.
No. It's Monster, directed by Christopher Nolan. Ooh. Christian Bale as Dr. Tenma, Edward Norton as Johann Liebert, and it would just be like a slightly different take on the original story. Yeah. Still, we have that usual chase, but I want it to be across several films, and we could just throw in like Naomi Watts as Nina and Jeffrey Rush as Inspector Runge. I could really see this working in Hollywood. You really don't even need to know what the story is if you hear Christian Bale and Edward Norton in a Christopher Nolan film.
Probably not, yeah.
Make it happen, Hollywood.
It does seem to be.
Someone out there is listening. And if you Australians know someone in Hollywood, since there's so many of you, you got to write into those guys.
Oh, great.
And request the monster movie. Be sure to let them know it's based on material and that you're not just requesting a monster movie.
All right, awesome.
That rounds out our list.
What if Christopher Nolan did direct a monster movie? That would be so weird. Christopher Nolan's Mothra.
All right, so that wraps up our list of the top five anime series, manga, movies, whatever that you want to be made into a decent live-action film in America. If you have any suggestions for lists for us to do, you can write us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Let's go straight into the mailbag after this quick commercial break.
I'm bored.
Me too.
What can we do? Hey, what's this DVD collection?
Oh, the DVD player doesn't work. Okay, we're back. Let's go straight into the mailbag. Mr. Dom, I think you have the first one. This is from Chris Jones.
Chris Jones says, hey, I'm Chris, another of your Australian listeners.
How many do we have? They always write in first.
It's as if they're awake while we post these things in the middle of the night. My favorite podcasts so far were Spider-Man and Sega. Valkyria Chronicles is one of my favorite games, by the way. Anywho, a few suggestions I've thought up. Stargate. Seven Samurai, which would lead into also this Magnificent Seven and Samurai Seven.
And also Kurosawa.
Into Kurosawa. I think it'd go into Kurosawa.
Stephen King, which has been brought up a few more times. And then Smallville, which would be in the
Superman podcast. That's going to be a long podcast.
It is going to be a long podcast.
Well, yeah, it's been kind of a theme. You cover the giant iconic comic characters and just run with them, it seems. So
wouldn't that actually be Superman? Smallville would be, you know, you get Sung in here to talk about actual Smallville.
Oh, the show Smallville?
I guess we could split them. That would be a lot of Superman
don't know if we have that
love.
Much Superman love, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Superman love.
Okay, Jared writes in, hey guys. Gender-neutral form as appropriate. So, suggestions, since I haven't heard or seen these yet. Ridley Scott, director of Gladiator and the classic Alien. And while he hasn't seen all of his work, he has a great visual style, no matter the subject. Ridley Scott is one of these guys on that list where as they get older, they progressively get more insane. So Ridley Scott's one of his next projects after he finishes Nottingham is Monopoly.
Excuse
based
me?
On the Parker Brothers board game.
On the genius.
In fact,
Mr. Moneybags.
Excuse me?
Who's cast for Mr. Moneybags?
Zac Efron.
Oh, God. This could be his star vehicle.
I don't want him to have a star vehicle.
I smell Oscars. All right, so I would love to do a Ridley Scott one. I've seen pretty much almost every one of his movies. I think I'm missing like two or three.
Yeah, you should work on it.
And he also talks about, would this lead to a discussion on sword and sandal flicks because of Gladiator? Well, I got to ask you, do you guys like Gladiator movies?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
That's pretty much the entire podcast right there.
Moving on. Can you read us this next email from, this is a long email, from Chook, as in chicken Chook, he says.
All right, anyway. After listening to all the other Australian listeners writing in, I just had to follow suit. Jeez. When you guys started with sponsors, I was seriously thinking that you guys were just joking around. So after I finished listening to the podcast, I checked up on the internet, and to my surprise, there really is a Vietnamese restaurant called What the Fuck. So all I can say is grats on your first sponsor. Here's the thing is that, like...
They paid us this week.
No. Here's the thing is that whenever anybody thinks about starting up a Vietnamese restaurant, the very first idea is always, what the fuck? And then you go, no, that wouldn't last. Because after about 2 or 3 years of saying, what the fuck, you get really tired of it. So anyway, that's
ironically,
that.
Some people just decide to run with it and the restaurant.
Which it's not really a restaurant when it's just a mobile truck that serves pho.
Here's a suggestion I haven't seen on your list or schedule, Shaolin. From there, you can go to Shaolin Soccer and Stephen Chow, or, you know, Shaolin Monks.
Or Wakamoto Norio.
Why? Oh, because he is a Shaolin black belt.
I need to ask you guys, do you guys know enough to talk about this topic? I'm pretty sure yes, right?
We can do 5 minutes on it at least.
We can probably do a scraps.
Yeah, okay.
Probably not a whole cast.
All right, let's put that on the scraps list, Shaolin. Stephen Chow, we already talked about him a little bit with the Dragon Ball podcast, and by a little bit, I mean a really little bit. Something for scraps also is stands, as in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
What the hell are stands?
Basically the tarot superpower.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, South Park, which probably deserves its own podcast.
It is getting its own podcast. I keep forgetting to write it on the list.
Yeah, SD Gundam. That'll go into under Sunrise and it'll maybe get 30 seconds. Saint Seiya.
I don't know anyone that's ever seen Saint Seiya.
Hung.
What is this? Who's hung? Are you hung?
You were waiting for that one, weren't you? Let's see. Starship Troopers.
Book or movie? Book.
That's a scraps. Snakes.
On a plane.
That's
solid ones.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Liquid ones.
SETI.
Solidest ones.
Spud the potato. What? Spitfire the plane. Sat nav.
Huh?
Carmen San Diego. That's a decent suggestion for scraps. Segway. Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Sanders.
Suspenders.
We can talk about the Colonel curse.
We can talk about Mel Gibson.
And Stubby, which he clarifies is the beer bottle and not the erection.
Great.
I'm glad for that.
I'm glad he clarified. All right. Oh, yeah. That's the end of this.
There are a couple of decent scraps ones in there.
No, yeah. Definitely I'm going to pull from this list. Yeah. I especially like Colonel Sanders.
We can definitely talk for 5 minutes about fried chicken.
And the curse.
And the curse of the Colonel. And Kevin in fried chicken for football games.
Yeah, we're not talking about that one for a while.
Aw.
David from Portland, Oregon writes, nice show on Stan Winston. It was sad times when I heard of his passing, but his memory and legacy will live on for a good long time. When you were all talking about movies you would like to have his company get his hands on, or a few that immediately popped into mind, I think that would have been pretty interesting as long as the directors weren't Ebol. But that's a given. And yes, they are video game movies. Metroid!
Who would do a Metroid movie? Why would they do a Metroid movie?
Tim Allen.
No!
Sure, why not?
No, I'm pretty sure he's used up all
of his... That's the Chozo.
Okay, fine. Fine.
No. There was originally a rumor going around about a John Woo Metroid movie, but that's probably just some fan started it up.
Yeah, you know they love doing that. Mega Man.
There was a rumor about a John Woo Mega Man movie. I think that was
starting right
fans
now.
Making that up right now. You know, you know.
But then he would have to have two Mega Busters, one for each arm. His arms would both be guns.
They could have Dove Man.
Well, David's suggesting it more be like a popcorn sort of kid movie sort of thing. You know, I can sort of see that.
Robert Rodriguez doing it, like Spy Kids.
Sure, why not?
Spy Kid, Mega Kid.
Mega Kid. Here's an interesting Dead Space.
That movie's called Aliens.
I was going to say.
Or That's Alien. In... Or some science fiction movie. Dead Space, I bet you, would become some sort of movie property somehow.
Yeah.
It already has the
animated film thing, too.
Yeah.
As an aside, you guys may or may not have heard that Shadow of the Colossus is being turned into a movie.
Guess who it's being written by?
Why do you always got to ruin my fun? Who is it being written by?
The same guy that did the movie that must not be named.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
David does happen to agree with you. He's talking about how this is great news. Sad thing is that the director of the gotten board is, in fact, well, in charge of the movie that shall not be named at this podcast.
Excellent to know.
Yay. Is that the end?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Brett writes into us, I was surprised when I was listening to your stuff and suggestions number 8 to hear that only one of the favorite anime openings was Tank from Cowboy Bebop. He says, Lita, you rock for having it at number 1. I thought I might as well add in my top 5 list since I recognize about 3 from your lists in total.
You need Man, to expand your horizons.
Kids. Yeah, seriously, kids.
Get off my lawn.
All right, so...
Who ranks Tank over the Lupin the Third theme? Seriously.
Needs more burning.
Needs more Lupin.
Lilium from Elfenlied.
Which is basically just a bunch of monks singing. Okay. Yay, Gregorian chant.
Freebird from Haibane Renmei.
Is it actually Freebird?
Because that would be awesome.
No, oh. No, no, it's not. It's not the Freebird we know.
Just checking.
It's not Leonard Skinner.
Just checking.
Inner Universe from Ghost in the Shell, which is what we made fun of last week. Tank from Cowboy Bebop and Curriculum from Moyashimon.
Tales of Agriculture.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that something didn't come up last week. Uninstall.
I've heard
also
that
known as
Anyways, he says, since the Australian listener count is so high, you might as well start contracting our name properly. You don't say Aussie as it's spelt. You say it like Aussie. It doesn't really pain us when you're saying it. Oh, wait, it does pain us when you're saying it wrong. Oh, okay.
I'm just going to keep saying Aussie then.
Aussies. Anyways, he also has some suggestions. These are Tony Stark, the seatbelts. I think seatbelts has been mentioned before when he said no. Saber from...
Saber, figure out the bloody ass! The
scimitar! from Fate's Day Night. I guess he wants to talk about, us to talk about Fate's Day Night and Moon.
I guess he wants to talk about
Arthurian legend.
That would be
I could talk about Arthurian legend.
I could talk about porn and how the Type Moon guys are really bad at writing it.
Shinichiro Watanabe, who did Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo, and Shigeru Watanabe, who did Akira, Ghost in the Shell, Giant Robo, and some other stuff too. Oh, well, definitely we're talking about Tony Stark. I know that's been on our list. We were just talking about that yesterday. Anyways, can you read this one from DNL from Orlando, Florida, Dom?
Someone asks, for Dom's number 5, did he mean Gekiganger 3? Because he said Gekiganger V. But the actual opening is from Gekiganger 3. Actually, no, it's from V. It's called Shorinovida Gekiganger V. So, you know, I meant what I said. I know what I'm talking about here.
Well, the main thing is the song I was playing in the background. Oh. Gekiganger 3.
Oh, well, both of them were really good anyway.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what?
There was a Gekiganger V song that they played for the movie.
Oh!
Or sorry, the OVA.
Yeah, sorry, I played the one from 3.
That's okay, we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in...
It's too late.
It's too late.
Faster.
With more intensity.
And then for Mike's number 3, I think what was played was a TV version of Gal Gagar Final Grand Glorious Get... What?
It's all right, it's all right.
Whatever.
What's the difference?
The lyrics are the same, it's okay.
The lyrics are the same, it's okay. Not everyone knows all the 13 different versions.
Now, with that out of the way, I love your podcast. Keep doing what you're doing, although there could be less of Dom's touching games and Spore. And
we've moved on to touching movies.
Yes, we have moved on to touching movies. Probably good scrap material. Snoopy.
Ooh, peanuts. Charles Schultz.
Shogo.
Shogo.
The PC game, which barely any of us remember.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, never. That's not making it on the list then. Thanks for doing the show. I can totally relate to a lot of the topics. Reminds me of the kinds of discussions my group of friends in high school and college had.
Jeff from Syracuse, New York writes, I'd like to join in with the others pushing Haruhi. Okay.
Haruhi starts
with an H. Yeah, Suzumiya Haruhi.
Oh.
Anyways, your top 5 anime opening songs got me thinking since you brought it up. Imahori Sunio, who did HT, which I'm pretty sure is Humanoid Typhoon abbreviated. Dom?
What? I found it on Japanese Wikipedia. That's obviously the only way.
Hanshin Tiger is greater than Humanoid Typhoon.
Exactly. Ooh.
And
Japanese Wikipedia is always right. Wikipedia is always right, right? Because everybody uses that when trying to get me to acknowledge sources. It's like, Wikipedia is always right, except when it's wrong. And then it gets fixed after it's wrong, sometimes to be more wrong.
And he also writes in, Yoko Kanno, you chose some songs from Yoko Kanno. Why not do the seatbelts? We just addressed that earlier. Even if they don't have their own episodes, give them the scrap segment. Here's the thing. I don't know anything about the seatbelts besides that song from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Does anyone know anything about them besides that song from Cowboy Bebop?
No one in this room, I don't think.
All right, so...
Oh, wait.
Yeah. He says he's hoping to hear our top five anime closing songs sometime soon. That won't be for a while because editing the songs in is a pain. All right, let's really wrap this up with Shiroi.
All right, he says didn't really listen to your podcast until my little brother started listening to you guys. So anyway, how about Shadow of the Colossus and anything related to it?
Like there's a movie coming out.
That film adaptation, supposedly written by the guy who wrote The Legend of Chun-Li.
Hey! Well, we've already addressed this. Moving on.
It
says, I had to write in about the map of Tasmania becoming a tag. That is plain awesome. He wants to wonder why we didn't put in the opening from Excel Saga on any of our lists. That opening is funny the first time, and then you never want to hear it again, especially when other people say, hey, have you heard this song? So sorry, I'm gonna have to beat down on that song.
Yeah.
Also, he heard that
opening. Poor, it's not that bad.
Poor me in my search for what Map of Tasmania is. I actually know already what it is. And he says search Wikipedia for a merkin. Okay,
I already
sure.
know what a merkin is.
Oh, what is it?
It's a wig that you put on your pubic hair.
Okay, there you go. Merkin.
Good to know.
And he says thanks for the great podcast. Let me just finish these up really quickly. Nolan L. from New Jersey writes in, he would like to acknowledge also the Suzumiya Haruhi suggestion, and he wants to know whether we can discuss operating systems as a topic. Actually, Lita, Albert, and I definitely can.
Yeah.
So, but that's really boring as a topic, so we're not going to be doing it. And finally, he says, let's hear it for all the East Coast listeners in New Jersey. Yay. Jose also writes in to say, Shiro Masamune should be on your list. And isn't the super robot genre a cheat? I think you mentioned things starting with super is kind of cheating, but yeah. In the same episode, we also mentioned why super robots are different from regular robots.
Real.
And also that we are very subjective
cool. I'm just thinking
in terms
a regular
of what
robot.
Topics we choose.
A regular robot assembles your car in Detroit.
Okay, fine.
A super robot saves the universe.
A real robot is about human-sized. And, actually, no, it's not about human-sized. It's about like 10 to 20 feet tall, right? Something like that?
Sure.
Why not?
All right, let's go. We wrapped up this episode. What do I do? Oh, yeah. So if you want to write to us, you can always write to us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. And if you want to check out any of the notes or get some older episodes, you can always go to www.s-words-podcast.com. podcast.com. You want to reach Dom on Twitter. That is twitter.com/s_words, correct?
Yep.
All right. And I'd like to also thank those of you that wrote in some reviews on iTunes. It's been really nice. And I noticed that everything's been 5 stars, just the way that we like to see it.
Yeah.
So for the 5 of you that did write a review, please send me an email so we can follow up. These are Ox-Eyed, Mike the Dude that mentioned Pokemon, Killer Thumbnail, XBTAX, which I'm guessing is BTA Man, and a guy called John from Megatokyo. We're getting the pins made pretty soon, so I'd like to send out a few to those of you that gave us some reviews early on.
Woo-hoo.
We're going to start up some contest stuff, I think, next week in terms of handing out some more pins and random crap that has been touched by maybe one of us. Anyways, let's wrap this up with a quote sound off, Mr. Dom.
Oh, no. Gekigan Beam!
Zach, I like how you're getting into Shinji's character and all, but I need it faster, with more intensity.
Jonas Brother number 4, I love how you're getting into that role of Shinji and all. I need it faster, with more intensity.
You can introduce yourselves now.
We're usually in a circle.
I know.
This confuses them.
They are confused.
I'm confused.
I'm bored.
Me too.
All right, come on, Mike.
I'm Michael Lee.
My number 5 is actually something I just kind of want to see if anybody can actually pull off. Hikaru no Go.
What?
Yes.
This is for... Oh!
David from Portland, Oregon, right?
You're going to have to get close to the mic while you still read it.
Yeah. Don't shake the table.
I'm bored.
Me too.
Who's hung?